Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody to the February 28th, 2022 Selectmen's meeting. If you'd all join me,
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call.
Russ.
So.
Boyd.
Brian. Patrick is away on vacay. All right, approval of the public minutes for February 14.
I'll move that they be accepted as submitted.
Second for discussion?
I'll second it.
Did you have anything, Sue, or no? Okay, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian. Thank you. All right, new business, any new business? All right, old business, lighting, I guess you're up, Al.
I'm up.
You're up.
I'm up to some of the crowd here.
Yeah.
Tell them to calm down out there, will you? A little rowdy.
Don't turn your back on.
Too late.
All right.
Well, first of all, I want to make clear that I'm not here tonight to have any specific action taken.
Okay.
I'm here to pass along information is what I'm here for.
Okay.
So there doesn't have to be any specific happening tonight. I'd like to get the information in your hands and you guys can look it over and decide the best route to go.
Okay.
So I'll start, and the reason I'm here tonight, Affinity LED finished the streetlight conversion in September. And they were asked casually after that, do you want to have a look at other stuff? We don't know what's in the building or whether it's been converted or not. And they said, oh, sure, we'll have a look. It's just, you know, we'll just do it. So they did it. And then they sent us a proposal. So that proposal is something that I gave copies of to the board in November.
Right.
And since then, things have changed a little bit. And I'll pass out the new information. And this is a condensed version of that original.
I think we all got it.
Yeah.
Is that four pages? Is this the new one?
Yeah,
I have eight pages, including the
double-sided, the four double-sided.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. No, that's one I made from the other.
This isn't in there, though, right?
No, that one is.
Well, this is just an FYI. This isn't all the pages of the EverSource document. But it's got the number on the front that you need and the dates on the front that you need.
Do you have an extra one of those?
Oh, yeah. Yep. So this is the same thing you have?
Yeah, that's the updated version that we gave the other night.
Okay. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Very good, thank you. So Affinity did a proposal, and like I say, I passed along copies of that. The proposal was huge with a lot of detailed information. But what has changed is that EverSource came up with a much bigger incentive offer. It's doubled the offer. So the incentive went from $2,445, it's now $5,039. Because EverSource wants stuff changed over. And they're trying to pump up incentives and keep money out there to do that. Especially for towns where you're converting generally a lot of stuff at a time, not just a one house thing. So the Eversource incentive changed the numbers on what we're doing. And we met with Affinity last week to get updated information on the lights. And a couple of things, you missed that. That was a good show at the meeting. But they did bring in some of their smart lights. And they just laid them down in the chairs over here. And the owner of the company, Steve Lieber, was here. And he said, okay, this is how they work. And he sat there with control and set the lights up. And he said, now this is on a timer. It's going to come on in 10 seconds. And the light came on. And he said, this can also be programmed so that the light changes according to the necessary light in the room. How many people are in the room? Or do you need lighting for a hallway, or for people walking around, or do you need them out altogether? And they can be shut off, they can be programmed. And it was a very impressive display that they put on to show how the smart lights really worked. We had not seen this before. And it was really very impressive. And on their proposal, they show 111 lights total that would be converted both in this building and in the surrounding areas out here, the parking lot and a lot of other lights, but a total of 111 fixtures inside and out, and 84 of those are the smart fixtures. And the other nice thing that they told us, so much stuff is coming from China. Affinity produces their own lights.
Hey, where?
Right
Dover.
Here.
Dover.
Yeah, really.
Right.
They make them.
Good.
And they're actually made by veterans, too, which is a nice step.
I'm already more excited than them.
Right. Yeah. So they're made by veterans. They're made in Dover. They make them. they warranty them. They're right there, you know, a few blocks away from us. So we learned a lot more at last week's meeting, how the smart lights work. It was very impressive. And the fact that they're made in Dover, and I said so, you know, we know what we're doing. We're doing it right up there. So the other thing we asked was, well, you know, we got a chunk of money here and we have no budget.
Right.
What are we gonna do?
That's the problem.
And they went through a couple of financing options, which I haven't looked into. Eversource has a program called Smart Start. I have not looked into it, have not had time to look into it. But what they have is a financing option. And of course, there's interest added on to the loan of the money. But the payback is from the savings. So no money is necessary to start the program. And Affinity, and another thing we found out, Affinity works with municipal leasing consultants, and they do the same type of program. They loan to municipalities. That's what they do. That's all they do for buying trucks or for updating lighting.
Lease cars is what got my attention.
Mm. What's that?
Lease cars.
Oh, yeah.
Right. But anyhow, I didn't want to change it.
Education, they do buses, technology, vehicles, public safety. So this company just loans money to municipalities. And Affinity said, in the case of the retrofit of the lights, you guys have a lot of savings on the lights. And that's another one I'll mention, because when we converted the street lights, I went, now they gave us some numbers about we're going to save about 53% on the lights. I wonder if I can check that. So I went to Eversource and I got a pretty immediate answer on that, comparing 2 years, these 2 Decembers and 2 Januaries.
With our bills?
Yes.
Good.
And the savings were pretty good. They were bigger than Affinity had estimated. They were 64% savings, quite a bit higher than the Affinity estimate, or about, I think it was $5,500 a year on the streetlights. $5,600 per year we're saving now on the streetlights.
Wow.
And we, I don't know if the savings will be that big on converting these. I don't know that. I don't have that information. But what they do for these loans, these municipal loans, both Eversource and municipal leasing consultants, what they do is they use the savings to pay the loan. And again, of course, there's a little bit of interest added on to that. But again, there's no upfront money. You just do the project. You're still paying the same amount about 3 years to pay back the loan. And that's on that spreadsheet that's
included. So your electric bill stays the same. They pocket the difference.
Right.
I get it.
And that's what's on the chart that's in here.
Yeah,
that chart right there. Right.
Project highlights.
Yeah. It shows the payback of the approximate timeline. But I've learned through checking the numbers that Affinity is pretty good on giving appropriate numbers. They're not trying to fudge them. They're doing the right thing. So what I wanted to do tonight was just to pass along the new information. And if you guys could just look it over, and if you feel at some point you'd like to move ahead with this, or you want more information on this this loan NLC or on Eversource, then I'd be glad to look into it.
Would that be a multi-year contract with MLC?
Yes.
All right, so they have to go to town meeting next year.
And there was something about a contract that I read about. I'd have to look that up, Lloyd, but it said something that it doesn't have to go to the town meeting to
be approved.
Right.
Because we're not putting up any money, is that why, maybe?
Right, right. But we're not saving it right away.
Correct, correct.
Are there any opportunities, Al, for grants or anything like that? Because I know energy saving, you can get them, you know, through Eversource.
And the answer is probably.
Okay.
But
I know it's too much. I know. We don't.
I know from trying to get grants for the recycling center, it's crazy.
Crazy what?
But this is Eversource's $5,000.
It's an incentive program.
Incentive program.
Opposed to a grant, it's an incentive program.
There's their grant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it's essentially. It's
not, right. Eversource just pays you a check.
Yeah.
Right.
What surprised me is this almost three and a half years it could be paid off. If we put the money up front, we'd have the savings in 3.5 years. You know, it's,
without the interest, you mean?
Without, yeah. I mean, we came up with a 19.5. That we'd have that paid off. We'd have that savings in 3.5 years.
So it's still a good question because there are grants out there. There's state organizations that do grants, but I know from the past that trying to get those are extremely, extremely time-consuming and complicated to do.
It's an art form.
Oh, it is. People go to school for that, for grant writing.
Yeah.
That's all they do is grant writing. Yeah.
You know, like Affinity, they're into this, and they're with the municipalities and everything else. If they knew if there was something out there, they would be forwarding it, especially to us. We say, hey, we don't have, it's not in the budget. You know,
I can still reach out to Steve and see if there is,
well, no,
he's
I think
aware of anything.
Never, not to say never, but what I'm saying is
state, they're into this all the time.
I know. It's
the other thing I found with state grants is that you go into a competition. Because they only have so much grant money. And they have to go through all of the requests for grants, and they go through them. So you could put 100 hours into finishing a request for a grant, and...
I just figured with the federal money and the Green New Deal, or the New Green Deal, or whatever they're calling it, that there might be an opportunity at that level.
I think that's why Affinity works with MLC, because it's so much easier.
Well, it's beneficial to them. If they can find money for people and make it affordable, they benefit in the long run.
Without going through that questionable grant program.
So, Al, this project cost of $24,596, is that how much money the town would have to put up?
No.
$19,557.
$19,557.
I see. They pocket the difference.
Right.
I get it. Okay, so that's how much we'd have to put up. Is that the amount we budget for next year?
Well,
no. No, you don't have to budget anything.
Paid per year.
What's that?
It's paid through the Eversource bills, correct?
Right.
The savings is how it gets paid. You had it right. They do pocket.
So it's about $20,000, but you pay it through the savings from Eversource. I mean, it's done.
Yeah.
It's all done behind the scenes. You don't have to
work
out the paperwork. Oh, geez, we saved how much?
And so on year four, we should see the bills come down because then you're paid up.
Exactly.
You're paid the front money.
Right. Exactly. And it depends, you know, how good are the current fixtures and how good is the lighting or how bad is it? And so there's a lot of factors.
There's a lot of them are easier to convert than others. Some are.
Yes, and they said that. These lights here are very easy to convert.
Yeah.
And
before, you couldn't convert these over that easily.
Well, they...
But the technology has changed.
Yeah, they try and use the same shell.
Yeah.
They try and use existing fixtures.
Yeah. Correct.
And they just fit an LED bulb up there.
Well, they take the ballast out.
Yeah, the ballast has to be changed.
Right.
But sometimes they couldn't do that because of the way the light was made.
As a matter of fact, Janet was there the other night.
Yes.
And she's looking over this and she says, I believe there's light bulbs in the salt shed. And the young lady was there. I couldn't get in there. I couldn't see what it is. And they said, we get here. This is what we quote.
Best estimate.
We will replace those bulbs. You know, so what I'm saying is it's never, not even a question at that point. But these smart lights, like on the table here, you're working here, you want brighter lights, you want the audience in the dim.
You clap, clap on, clap off.
Alexa, shut them down.
So what I'm saying, and you walk in the room, I mean, those that's pretty standard. You walk in the room, they'll go on and whatever, and go off.
Yeah, the motion detector.
So what I'm saying is it's they're there to save energy in every way they can.
Yeah.
And he said, basically, the bright that they had was at 70%, and then he cut it down to 40 or whatever, something like that.
Yeah,
and so so you're using less electricity and setting it up. So
what do you want tonight, Al?
Just
information.
Thank you.
For
letting me speak.
Okay.
And that's all I wanted to do was pass along the information, and I would look it over and look at the benefits, if you feel there's a big enough benefit, and we need to look at more information like these loan options, then I'll go ahead and do that. But I'm not going to put a lot of time into it.
So the streetlights project's all done then, right?
Yes, done.
Yeah.
Good.
Yes.
They're all LEDs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And we got the check. We got like a $3,600 check from Eversource.
Good for you.
To do that.
Yeah.
Good for you. Nice.
Good. In the long run, that's a good investment.
Because I was wondering what the interest and like that was, or if it's better just to come up with that whole amount, or...
Andrea was going to be looking into... She's been familiar with some of this and contacts and what have you to really give us a more of a direction when we want to do it. The question is, I think this rebate
right now is up till October.
Till October 1st.
But if we go, if we go into a leasing program, the sooner we go into a leasing program, the sooner we're saving money too. So what I'm saying is it's that type of stuff.
Yeah, so that's a good point, Russ, because that $5,000 from Eversource technically may disappear.
Disappear in October.
It could be renewed, but they just don't know because they don't know what their funding is week to week.
So when do you want to get back to us?
Well, I think it's what he's saying, it's in our hands. It's in our hands.
Whatever.
Decide when you want to do it.
Look it over. Talk to people.
Show us that thing from MLS that says we don't need approval for a multi-year contract.
I will look up that.
That's the only stumbling block I see.
Right.
But don't we have a couple of other exceptions that we don't need?
There's no funds that are associated to it. That may be.
It may be online that I saw that information, but I'll look that up and I'll pass along the information.
Right. Great.
I mean, when we did the street lightings, we said, we didn't have things in the budget, but we said, wait a minute, it's going to be paying off. And we have to pay the bill anyway.
So that's it for me.
Good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You work so hard on these things, Al. Your whole committee.
The street lights took quite a bit of time, but
this all does,
this
I
one's
think.
How many street lights did we end up with? There was some question about how many there are in this town. Did you ever figure that number out?
Well, what I figured out was that Eversource can't figure it out.
That's their job.
Well, half the battle is loans that come on.
That's right.
Their last assessment was 30 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
So the affinity assessment updated 30 years of, you know, busted poles and storm damage all kinds of other stuff. So Affinity has updated Eversource and says, here's what you got, 36. Some of those you'll see, and I'll pass this along too. Occasionally you'll see a light that doesn't look right, or it looks got a kind of an orange glow to it. Those are called PALs.
PALs?
They're called PALs. And when we first met with Affinity, they said, some of these lights are going to be PALs. So what's a PAL? It's a private area light.
Oh.
We had one put down on Brown Road. Didn't we remember the gentleman who wanted to light up his
He was contracting. It was not...
Right, that was his own personal one. Yes, I remember that when his kids were waiting out for the bus.
So occasionally you see a light that looks like a street light, but it's a private light.
I see, somebody else is paying for it.
Somebody bought it and they're paying for the power.
Oh,
so Affinity didn't convert that because it's not a town light.
We have in the packet, which in the office, and Jeff has one too, of all the
town street lights.
The inventory is all there. So.
It's a funny thing to see these PAL lights because you'll see they're orange and they're.
I did see one and I thought that was kind of funny.
Sodium vapor light.
That's exactly right.
Tell them about the $5 bill.
Give him a hint.
I'm not paying you $5.
One guy is very wanted to research all this and everything else and how the lights are and everything else. And so he took a $5 bill, put it underneath a regular LEDs, took the same $5 bill and put it over here by one of these normal street lights and took a picture each time. And when the picture came back, the ones under the LEDs, it was a green $5 bill. Over in the other one is orange.
Right.
Oh, yeah? Oh.
Yeah.
He says, what happens is we're trained that it is green, you know, it is green when we look at it.
But in reality, that sodium light did
The guy turned around finally, he says, I believe you.
And the other thing that Affinity reminded of, and I've done this in my house, but conversion to LED, you don't have to play around with lights anymore. Yeah. Do maintenance, replace bulbs.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They're going to last 10 years, or maybe 20.
Wow.
And Affinity will come in and replace something. If it burns out, they'll just do it, you know.
Well, that's under warranty at that point.
Right.
I think it was, is it 5 years inside? It was 3 years out on the streetlights or something like that.
3 years, I think, on the streets.
Yeah.
How many?
3 years.
Yeah. Yeah. And we bought extra ones, like if there's an accident.
No.
That they're here, that they can take care of it immediately. Jeff has them. And then Dave will take that light that's damaged or whatever happened to it, take it back to their plant and come back and replace.
Oh, to keep the inventory the same?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, no, it's, I you know, when you start talking electricity, I can't believe it seems like, oh, you make money?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Good. Anything else, Al, then?
Okay.
Anybody else got anything for Al?
No.
All right, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Deliberate session, and this was the question that came up about looking into combining it with the school.
Yep, I reached out to Matt Woodrow. He's going to mention it at their next school board meeting. So
that's still a question now?
I had heard about it from Fremont does it, and I just thought, what a great idea that could possibly be
done. Yeah.
There'd probably be more people at both sessions.
Yeah, yep.
Yep. So we're going to explore that?
Reach out to Matt. Matt said he's going to bring it to the next meeting. So.
But CYA would have to, they're having a group coming in. We have to be out by a certain time.
We'll make it 12 and we'll all be done.
That day, yeah, but in the future we could probably reserve more time.
That's what I'm saying. We're just aware of that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you very much, Andrew.
Other business, I had one thing there that Andrew and I were talking about, and I think it was just something that we overlooked or forgot to change, but when we brought Andrew on, part of the reason having a town administrator was to have that consistency within the office here day to day, and also the consistency when they do job reviews, their performance reviews and whatnot. And so I'd like to make it official that Lisa and Leanne Hughes and Kevin, their media supervisor, is Andrea.
All right, that
and
makes
take,
sense.
Take Kevin out of that position. Absolutely. So he doesn't have to deal with with that anymore.
That's exactly right.
Okay. I think that was the only piece out of that we had left.
Now, Andrea, is that something that you'll perform those and then you'll let us take a quick look before you present them?
I'll leave them in that. I can leave them in the sign folder.
Well, the question I have, I mean,
with recommendations or not. Yeah.
Chuck do his people and then Andrea would do Chuck?
That's fine.
No, I don't know. I'm not.
Yes,
I'm just trying to.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
So the department head at that point would do it.
Chuck is down there with
because he's down there with
same with Mike. I mean, Mike will do his, he'll handle the offices, so.
That was more to keep the
recycling center.
You know. I never go if I can avoid it.
I don't blame you all, but I don't blame you.
Your husband stirs a body up.
So do you need a motion on that, or is that?
I think it's as long as it's mentioned and
it's on the record.
Yeah.
The other thing that I wanted, Nick is Employee of the Year.
Right.
So the next meeting, can we come have, I think the plaque would be ready?
It's supposed to be ready for the next meeting.
So you're going to bring him in?
Yeah.
Good.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Good. I think that's a good idea.
We'll get a picture and put it in the paper.
Because it was in the town report.
Yes, I know. Yeah. I know. I liked your synopsis.
Well, I tried to cover all the bases, but not make it a book.
right.
And you got a good pitch in for the police station there, too.
Yeah.
Right at the very end. That was a good job.
Yeah.
All right. the board authorized the payments and the payroll, and then I got a comment after that.
You want me to do it?
Please.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah.
Payroll for the week ending February 24th was $21,755.94. March 3rd was $36,991.80. Payables for the 24th were $38,629.27. The following week, the payables were $536,092.27, of which the school got $500,000. Combined total for the two-week period. Payroll and payable, $633,469.28.
I'll second that.
Did you make a motion?
Sort of, kinda.
You're dying to get out of here, right?
Jumping the gun.
I gotta catch my breath. Okay, now I move that this person must be authorized as read. All right, Ross.
All right, I'll second that.
All right, any discussion?
Patrick's not here.
All in favor?
Ross.
Sue?
Boy.
I lost you.
You got your breath.
And now, in relationship to this, this is technically not necessary to do.
Good. So why do we do it?
So why do we do it? And I was told that the history on this was because Dick Snow wanted this. He said that we had to do it back when he was a farmer. But with Andrea checking into it, we don't. Doing it in the sign folder is appropriate. We do not have to do this here. Now, after saying that, if you want these numbers out there easier to the public, why don't we just put it on the agenda when we post the agenda?
Sure.
And that would reflect what the payables were for that period, if that's okay.
Because, you know, we've already authorized the disbursement a week ago.
This is after the fact. So
right.
Sure. I think letting public know and doing it like that.
Were. That's fine. That's a good idea. Put it right in the minutes.
Yeah.
Put it
in. No, right in the agenda.
On the agenda.
Right in the agenda. Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Any discussion on that?
It's just.
Okay.
So you want.
It takes a couple of seconds to read it. If you want to do it that way, that's fine.
Basically. Okay.
So when we post the agenda, it also shows. Okay. That way, if somebody has a question, they can either come to the meeting, come to me, or whatever, and question it. But at least the numbers are out there.
Okay.
Well, I think more people probably would read that than looking at this.
At the minutes, right. So we'll do that from now on. We won't have to do this to get fired. Sorry.
Save my voice for the singing
corner. No, that just as long as the public has access, that's the main thing.
Okay. All right. Calendar. Candidates night is tomorrow night, 6:30 at the Masonic Lodge. Town elections is March 8th. And the polls will be open from 6 to 7 p.m. CYA. And the next select board meeting will be March 14th at 7 o'clock. I should have probably asked you guys, is there any other business that the board wants to address?
Yeah, I got a kind of a happy story. Something that happened.
We like happy stories.
That the ZBA, our last case the ZBA heard, a guy moved up here from Connecticut, bought a piece of land on Maplewood Drive, designed a beautiful home, and he was going to have a three-car garage on the end with a 1,200 square foot man cave upstairs. At the same time, his 71-year-old sister in Connecticut came down with multiple sclerosis. And his mother, who's still alive, asked him to take care of her. So he came up here and tried to put an accessory dwelling in that 1,200, he proposed a 1,200 square foot accessory dwelling unit upstairs. But we're limited to 750 square feet in Canyon. So Lisa and Kevin took 750 square feet on one floor, and they superimposed on that the ADA requirements, American with Disability Act requirements, for how wide the doorways have to be, how much room you have to have around a bathtub, how much room you have to have around a toilet, how much you need 5 feet in diameter to spin a wheelchair around. So they added up all these numbers, and they said, it's impossible to get on 750 square feet.
Right.
And so they came forward to the ZBA with a request for a variance, and we had that information, and you know what? We couldn't wait to approve that variance to allow that thing at 1,200 square feet. And neither one of them had to do that, okay? But they went to the ADA website, and Lisa had every one of these numbers, and Kevin had every one of these numbers, and they put it over that plan, and it just wouldn't fit. Oh, and plus the elevator.
It has to be an elevator.
They had to have it. So the guy gave up one of his car bays
Because it had to be internal, so that, you could use
right.
it.
So his sister could drive in, park the car, get out, get in this elevator, go upstairs. Wow. So they took the elevator shaft and all that, and you know what? That's a good story.
That is a happy story.
And we should be doing that, and it's a good reflection on this town and our employees. And those people, they just couldn't believe that they were being treated like that by a local government coming up here from Connecticut. Mm. Wow. I was proud of this town that night.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have mentioned that to the planning board more than once, that we've got to start looking broader, because we want to encourage that kind of care for family.
And you know, you'll get that if you recognize employees for doing it and commend them for it.
And I think businesses, we have to extend that to businesses.
Exactly. That's right.
Yeah. To get a positive spin back on our
I mean, we're
business.
Here to serve the people of this town, okay?
Right.
Not dominate them or rule.
Not the other way around.
I totally agree with that. Yeah. Totally agree.
That's a great story.
Isn't that a great story, Al?
Yeah.
And this board couldn't wait to, you know, 1,200 square feet isn't much more than 750 for one thing.
Right.
So the brother gave up his man cave, gave up the third bay of his garage, right?
Wow, he gave up a lot.
Yeah.
That would have been a nice man cave, 1,200 square feet.
Yeah, I could just see that one, okay?
Holy crap.
That's
an apartment and then some.
I just wanted
Good.
I meant to mention that at the last meeting, but I just...
That is great.
Very
good story.
You know, that's the employees that go that 110%.
There's no such thing as 110. It's 100%.
Okay.
That you can't go one on.
All right.
That is so misused.
I don't know. The federal government spends 110% of the budget.
That's why we have a deficit, right? Yeah, you're right. More than 110%.
That's my.
Is there anybody on Zoom?
I don't see any. There'd be like a hand or something.
Al, you got anything other than your lighting? All right.
He's going home to get lit. No.
And we did not need
not me.
Non-public, correct?
Just real quick.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Sure. Yeah.
Non-public. That's
two things, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
Okay, Al.
Did I forget anything?
Well, we have to.
It's the settlement.
That's all, but that's what's
suspend
the
non-public.
I have a question about interest.
All right.
Thanks again.
Thanks, Al.
Okay.
See you tomorrow, Al.
Bye, you guys. You don't have to.
Thanks,
Al.
Okay, yeah.
Or maybe just early.
Okay.
All
right.
So, who wants to make a motion to?
I move to adjourn the public session to move into.
Have a good night.
Not public. Good night.
Yeah.
Under RSA.
What's the RSA? We're doing this one. It's in here.
C and E.
C and E. Okay. Okay. RSA 19-A.
91.
3, 2, C and E.